from Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. And Marianne, when you chose this verse, and I was thinking about, it kind of has to do with some of the discussions we've had with those that have attended our Wednesday program of Mark and Friends,
yeah.
Because we were talking about how to witness and how to share your faith and do that with tact and with love and with compassion and be sensitive to them. And here this verse is telling us about our conversations. It should always be full of grace, God's grace, extending love and care and concern, seasoned with salt. Maybe we'll talk a little about this at some point. I know it has to dovetail in with today's reading from our beloved Prime Lifetimes publication, but so that you may know how to answer everyone. So that's a portion.
I love that scripture. It makes me always feel like, though, that we need to take a moment of silence after we read it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like, oh gosh, what am I saying?
Thinking back about yesterday.
Yeah. Colossians 4:6. And joining us in the studio is also our board chair of this ministry. You might remember Huey Freeman from a few weeks back. We actually had you on for 2 days to share some of your testimony and story, and then to continue with that and talk about prayer. And so thank you, Huey, for joining us. And we're hoping, we're praying up that next Tuesday and Testimony Tuesday, we may have Chief Tyler here in the studio to share some of his testimony and his new placement as the Champaign Chief of Police here in Champaign. And that'll be exciting if that all comes together. So we happen to have Huey in the studio to be a part of today's broadcast. So it's always great to have you, Huey. We had a great board meeting a couple weeks back where we officially our new board chair, but that was kind of ratified through a Zoom meeting and through a 10-0 vote. It was unanimous that we wanted you to be our board chair and help lead us forward. But thank you for also being in the studio. You've been a contributor to Mark and Friends over these many years.
Am I still allowed to just call him Huey?
Sir Huey, please.
Oh, okay.
Sir Huey.
Okay, Chair Huey.
Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, so today, Pastor Jason will be joining me at noon. And those of you that are hearing the morning edition of Mark and Friends. Now, I realize this re-airs at 7:32 p.m. That's 8:32 p.m. for our great Indiana listeners.
Today's
topic is what is power? And that was derived because this last Sunday, Jason was preaching and he was talking about the Holy Spirit and Holy Spirit power. And when the service was done, I said, hey, this Wednesday, what about what is power? What is God's power?
That's a huge statement.
And he said, hey, let's just call it what is power?
Oh. So that's going to be interesting.
That'll be today. So those of you that want to join us, come on out to our Champaign studio right here between Lens Crafters and Old Navy. We'll meet at noon and we'll put together Friday's program. So you're invited. It wouldn't hurt if you stop by our website and register. It's always nice to know how many guests might be here in the studios.
Well, that's the most kindest. Usually when people want someone to register, they say, you need to register. Please register. You're like, it wouldn't hurt. It'd be nice.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it. Thanks in advance. Well, you know what, Marianne? Let my conversation be always full of grace.
Yeah.
Am I extending? Am I practicing what we're going to be reading about?
I don't even know what to say, I guess.
Yeah, okay. So thank you for joining us today for the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. So we have listener letters laid out. I think we each have about 5 or 6 from our many wonderful listeners. And then you're going to read at least one story, maybe a poem, too.
It's a long poem. Let's see how much time we have.
Okay.
So this is on page A11 of the Prime Lifetimes.
The July edition.
It is.
In fact, this Thursday, the August edition will be delivered, and we'll start sending those out and about.
Yeah, it's got a good article on the front page. Well, this one did, too. Okay, this article is called Common Courtesy by Rob Seidenberg, and I need to briefly tell you the story behind it. This was written from a hospital bed. Yeah, nobody who knows Rob is surprised. Mm-hmm. He had open heart surgery, and it was like, I think, 2 days after. Maybe he says to his wife, Mary, you know, I need my laptop. I've thought of something. I've thought of an article. And she's like, no, I'm not going to bring that laptop. And yeah, I need my laptop. So, of course, she brought it. And he wrote this first version of it. I think he kind of went back over it, but from his hospital bed. All right. Common courtesy.
And he begins at the top of this little graphic, Common Courtesy by Rob Seidenberg, with, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt," Colossians 4, 6. That's, what would you call that? That's like a heading above the title? Huey, you know, you're a newspaper guy. How did that get fit way up there?
We just put it there. I don't know.
Well, I would call it a subhead, even though it's above the title.
Okay, I like that. That's a great subhead. Common courtesy title. The biggest problem with courtesy is that it isn't particularly common. As a young child, I learned not to mock people's personal appearance. Is that lesson no longer taught? Or did many of our fellow Americans miss school the day it was? Here's a quote. "Words are singularly the most powerful force available to humanity. We can choose to use this force constructively with words of encouragement, or destructively use words of despair. Words have energy and power, with the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble." That's a quote from Rabbi Yehuda Berg.
I'll jump in here. I never do that, Marianne.
No, that's,
so this might be the first
two
recorded
time. Two paragraphs, Huey. Yes. It's a, I don't know what do you say, standard, yeah. Gold standard day.
But I'm thinking, Marianne, with you being a life coach, do you have sessions or do you talk with people about the importance of the words or the things they say?
Absolutely, or, we
I
do.
Mean, I bet that's a big part of helping and encouraging people. And then probably also to let people know that words, though they can have a profound impact on you, you don't always have to take them personally. There's probably a way of deflecting certain things, or, hey, mm-hmm. you're valuable in God's sight. So regardless of how maybe your father or a neighbor or a person on the playground treated you.
That's well said.
Diminish the power that those words have. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah. King Solomon wrote that our words have the power to destroy and the power to build up. Proverbs 12:6. He also said the tongue has the power of life and death. Proverbs 18:21. The way we employ our words has much to do with the concept of courtesy. Our concept of courtesy, part and parcel with respect, arose among so-called courtesans. Is that how you say that? Courtesans. Who hung around Europe's royal courts.
I wasn't a part of
that. Neither Huey nor Mark said a word. We don't know how to say this word.
Sounds good. Courtesans.
Courtesans. Oh, thank you. I think that is right. Courtesans. In 1637, Cardinal Richelieu was angered that French courtesans picked their teeth after eating at the king's table using his silver table knives. He had his blacksmith round the points of all of his knives. Louis XIV standardized the practice. I didn't know there was such a big deal about this. To this day, you can buy some rather pointed steak knives, or you can buy rounded tip steak knives.
I was thinking that's the first sighting of toothpicks. You know, somehow it was going to be right implemented then.
I'm sorry to say, I never thought where knives came from, and that's important. I mean, table knives. Napoleon, annoyed that his servants kept wiping their noses on their uniform cuffs, ordered buttons sewn on each overblouse sleeve to discourage the practice. Kings and queens arbitrarily established proper and improper manners for their citizens. Today, Hollywood and the political establishment try to dictate political correctness, but Hollywood royalty does not speak for me. Nor do famous actors and singers or our political elite have much room to pontificate about courtesy and manners. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, from Jesus. Many important figures down through human history have spoken about courtesy, even if not using that word. We can't do better than to treat others as we'd like to be treated. The golden rule shows up in the writings of most major religions. American novelist Joan Drury said it well. Courtesy is the bedrock of social interchange. No matter what you're doing, even if you're fomenting revolution, you can still be courteous. I love that.
Huey, you haven't been fomenting revolution lately, have you?
No, I would be courteous if I was doing that.
I bet you would, Huey. Yeah. I like that. Statesman Henry Clay said, and here comes one of my favorite quotes. I love this. "Courtesies of a small and trivial character are the ones that strike the deepest in the grateful and appreciating heart." Yes, it's often the tiny things that make a real difference And then Rob says, I try to remember that as I grow older and grumpier.
Rob, you grumpy old man.
Yeah, he'll like that. Roman statesman and philosopher Cicero said, there was nothing more becoming in a great man than courtesy and forbearance. And U.S. Senator Margaret Chase Smith opined that every human being is entitled to courtesy and consideration. Hmm. A good friend of mine, a high school math teacher, wrote serious quotations on the board in his classroom to impart a bit of truth and encouragement to his students. The following quotation was always well received. Watch your thoughts. They become your words. Watch your words. They become your actions. Watch your actions. They become your habits. Watch your habits. They become your character. Watch your character. It becomes your destiny. Attributed to Lao Tzu. I've often marveled when people are discourteous for no reason that is readily apparent to me. Of course, any person might have had a bad day or be going through something really terrible. My thought is that a smile and a kind word don't cost me very much, but they are typically well received and appreciated. Quote, certainly every man can be courteous, for it costs nothing and is within the ability of all. Nicias Ballard Cooksey. Try being thoughtful. Try being kind. Smile? By all means, be courteous. That old person in line ahead of you might have put his or her life on the line for the freedoms you enjoy today. That lady at the checkout might have raised 10 kids. Our courtesy can make someone's day. Copyright Rob Seidenberg. Rob teaches American culture and advanced academic writing at the University of Illinois.
Also right here in our studios, usually once a month.
That's true.
When he joins us.
We're kind of famous.
Try being kind. Smile. By all means, be courteous.
Be courteous.
Oh, classic. Thank you, Rob. I wrote down the word ethic. You know, many times when we're being courteous or some of the things were the ethics of table manners, or I don't know.
I feel like I should sit up straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, manners. Little things like that. It makes so much a difference in life. And it just, that I love that quote. It's the little things. You know, when I was sick, Rob dropped me off a toothbrush. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
I mean, little things matter.
Yeah, I think I've said this before, but sometimes we look at the high-profile individual, the person in the limelight, up on stage, or, you know, well-known, and we think, wow, they're really being used of God if they're, you know, sharing about Jesus and doing godly things. But I said, you know, I bet when we get to heaven, we're going to see it's all those tiny little things holding the door, being courteous to the mother with the child, paying for somebody's meal. I mean, just those small little things. It might be as simple as a smile because somebody was discouraged and maybe entertaining suicide, or somebody that just went through a job loss or heard that they had some kind of illness and are very discouraged, and you patted them on the back, or you just brought some kind of light into that situation. I'm sure there's going to be thousands of those that God's going to say, that's where you were used most of me, or most by me, rather than putting on that event or
doing
something.
You can completely change someone's day.
Yeah.
I've watched someone like hold the door for someone. You can just see their face kind of go, oh, thank you. You know, just a little teeny thing. Yeah.
Well, one thing that our listeners do very well is write us and recount different things of how this radio ministry is touching them or being used of God to guide or direct or lead. Or sometimes people pray, I need a leading, Lord, or I need insight into this. And then, don't you know, a program comes on that addresses that. Has that happened to you ever, Huey?
Yeah, definitely. Christian radio has always been such an enormous part of my Christian life, and it's so often that you just turn it on and the right song comes on,
so
or the right word comes on. Mm-hmm. I was traveling. This was kind of an unusual story that I went in with a trucker's convoy because I just felt like I was supposed to bring them some supplies when they had a stop in Illinois. And then at some point I realized they don't mind if cars go along as long as we stay in back of the trucks.
Oh, interesting.
So I got, you know, into the convoy, and then as I was driving, and it's a little bit of a challenge to stay in the convoy because there's all these other random cars wanting to get in on the on-ramps and all this. And then I was in it for a while because I went all the way to Maryland. And then
you did? So,
yeah. And
somehow I'm not surprised that Huey was in the trucker's convoy. But anyway, go ahead.
And the song came on, Weary traveler, weary traveler.
Oh,
you know,
awesome.
It was on my favorite Christian, you know, one of the Christian shows, and they were playing
the
song.
Awesome. That's great.
And I was just like, and I was just trying, and it was that song. It's like, yeah. You're going to make it home, weary traveler. So, yeah.
Did you know the way back from Maryland? You have to get on a map and find your way back? Or did the truckers go back?
it's kind of complicated, but I did get I did get back
you
home.
You got home. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So what does your listener have to say?
Well, this one on top is from Decatur, which I think is a great sign because we have a frequency in Decatur, and that's exciting.
And that's where you did a lot of reporting for the Decatur Herald, and you drove to Decatur from Monticello for years.
I could close my eyes and just get on the highway and end up at the
Herald
Radio.
Don't do that. Don't close your
especially
eyes.
Especially if you're going to be in a convoy.
That's right.
No, I mean, I commuted there for many years. I commuted to Decatur for many years. I love Decatur.
I know you do.
I love Decatur. So this is from Debbie in Decatur.
Hey, Debbie.
Please pray for our country and government.
That's a good one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Needs
Amen.
It. This is from Judy in Normal, Illinois. Dear Great News.
And it's a great card. This is your chance
I know,
to describe
it, I
that
love
card.
This
it's fun.
Card. As soon as I saw it, it says, just a note, and it's got a sweet little pony or horse on the front. Just a note. Dear Great News staff and management. Are you the management, Mark? Okay.
amongst the management.
Love all your programming, but especially the beautiful music on Sunday afternoons. Mm. God bless you.
Hey, thank
it's
you.
Nice.
Appreciate that. This comes from Jackie from Mason City. Joyce. So this is addressed to Joyce, our beloved station manager in Springfield. Joyce, thank you for helping with sponsoring November 16th, 2022 to honor Mom's first birthday in heaven. So thank you, Jackie, for writing us, for supporting a dedicated day, and we'll honor your mother in November 16th, and that's the was that her first birthday in heaven. So we're glad that she was a follower of Jesus.
Okay, here's one from Gloria in Springfield. Just love WLUJ.
Woo-hoo.
Great programming, good music.
Whoa.
A good mix of old and new music.
Yes.
WLUJ is rocking Central Illinois with positive, uplifting messages. Keep up the good works.
Yeah, wow. We need to get Huey on the radio more often. That sounded
rockin'
really
rocking for
like,
Jesus.
Going.
Rocking for Jesus.
May you all stay well and God bless.
Amen.
Nice. Very okay, good. This is from Lana in Jacksonville. Love your radio station. May God continue to bless it and all of you who keep it going.
Hey, thank you, Lana. This comes from Debbie and her husband. Her beloved husband, Alan, was a part of the Singing Men of GNN for many years. And in fact, the Singing Men have launched into a new season of rehearsals on Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. We're preparing for an upcoming celebration in Leroy. I can't remember if it's their 150th or 100th anniversary, but the mayor invited us to come and sing and participate. So that'll be happening next month. But Debbie writes, donation for an organization that had an impact on my husband's life, Alan Hall. We love Alan. He loved this group, and I want to continue to support the wonderful ministry the Singing Men of GNN proclaim. Thank you, Debbie. We appreciate that special gift.
Jack in Petersburg writes,
hey, Jack.
Hi, Jack. Love your station. Have supported since it began.
Mm-hmm. Hey, great.
Nice. This is from Marilyn in Tolona.
Oh, Marilyn,
hey,
each
Marilyn.
And every month you hear me mention her name.
You bet. Thank you for all your good work on the air and in the area. I'm praying that people will find your encouraging words and the Word himself. Remember, he's coming, and we long for his return. He's faithful.
Okay, this comes on a Great News Radio, WLUJWGNN response card.
Mm-hmm.
And it's somebody from Champaign, but I don't see any name, but it says, blessings and wisdom for Huey.
And oh, my goodness.
Our new board chairman and his wife, Kate.
Hey.
And now I remember who this is. This is another board member that financially financially supports the radio ministry. Yeah, I know who this is. I remember signing the thank you for the donation they gave.
Cool.
But
that's cool.
He's one of our board members, appreciating that. Huey Freeman, who's joining us today, is our new board chair and appreciates him. And his wife, Kate, leads our theater troupe, which I haven't made this announcement yet, but The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, it's a 2-CD collection with beautiful visuals and graphics. It names the almost 50 different people, the actors and actresses that were a part of putting it all together, and the musicians and the team that put this together. It almost took like 2 years to finally have it all ready, but it's on 2 CDs. And for a donation of any size, if you write us and say, hey, I'm sending this donation and I'd love to receive one of those Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe 2-CD collection.
That's right.
It's really nicely done.
So well done, folks.
And it sounds really good. I've already listened to the whole thing through my CD player, but if you'd like that, write us and request it and make a donation, and we'll send this off to you. Realize it takes, I think it's about $3.85 of postage to send it to you, so don't send us $2 because we'll lose money on
maybe
the deal.
Maybe four, at least.
So $5, $10, $50, you know, whatever, and this is eventually going to be a great gift to give
it
out
is.
At
has
Christmas time,
Holly,
stocking stuffers.
Has Holly.
No, I haven't brought her the
okay,
edition.
She'll listen to it like 12 times, so yeah. You need to get it to her.
These are hot off the presses.
She's
we have them at the
those.
Great News Radio Center. We'll get them to Springfield in the coming days, too, but The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is retold by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. You're going to love it, and we did broadcast it 2 times months back, and we'll do that again into the future, but it looks really great, and it sounds great.
It does. It looks really nice.
Okay, let's see. A couple more.
Okay.
Linda, also from Champaign.
Hey, Linda.
Love the messages from Tony Evans and all the others. You are all great news. God bless.
Thank you, Linda.
All right. This is from Rick and Jeanette.
Oh, from Rantoul.
Yes, they
Every
are.
Every month they write us. They're
That's
so
very
great
nice.
And so supportive.
I'm glad they do. Our favorite radio station. May the Lord continue to bless and keep all of you.
Amen. And Huey, we're going to close out with another one from Decatur, from Rebecca.
That worked out.
And she writes, thank you for serving our Lord Jesus via radio. That makes Huey smile and get fired up. He loves Christian radio, and it's touched his life, his wife's life, and he knows the impact it can have on people. That's one of the reasons he's our board chair. And then she closes out with, love Moody programs, especially Pastor Lutzer. Look at that fun smiley face.
That's nice.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, everyone, for writing us, supporting us, being involved with our activities. Today, again, at noon, we'll be having Pastor Jason walk us through what is power. You're all invited, and we'll have some other upcoming events in the days ahead. So be listening, be praying for us, and thank you for your support. This is Mark Burns, Huey Freeman, and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.